with mucus or blood. He tried to lift his head and opened his mouth a crack to speak. His eyes, encrusted with sand, were trying to force themselves open beneath the cloth. His tongue was thick. He held his breath to listen. He heard the man, close to him, exhale. His head was held down, his face pressed into the sand, a weight on the back of his head. A foot, the hard sole of a boot. He bucked and twisted, trying to flip over, to turn his covered face to the man, to beg. The boot held him firm, standing on his skull, grinding his nose into the dirt, causing 100 minute sharp stones to embed in his forehead, his chin. A wave of nausea brought bile into his throat, riding a swell of panic. A metallic click. A gun being cocked. He opened his mouth to shout, but no word came. The sharp stink of piss, hot and steamy. The sudden wetness in his groin. A searing flash of white light, cleansing and bleaching everything in an instant. The halo of the gunshot Jalil didn't live to hear. Chapter 1. The room was shabby and hot. Ellen, sitting cross-legged on the threadbare carpet, tried to shift her weight and ease herself into another position without attracting attention. Her knees were aching. Dust hung heavy in the air, suspended in the shafts of early evening light which were pressing in through open windows. The furniture was sparse, just an old-fashioned television on a stand, a vast darkwood dresser, scraped and scuffed by several generations, and worn cushions scattered across the carpet and against the walls. Jalil's mother was kneading her hands, rhythmically squeezing one through the other back and forth. Her head was bent, watching her fingers as if their restlessness surprised her. The skin was papery. The veins along the backs of her hands stood full and thick with purple blood, part of the map of her new shrinking self. Her scarf was pulled forward, screening her face, although the only male present was her young son. He was squatting on his haunches beside her, pressed against her body for comfort. He was a thin boy of 10 or 11, with protruding ears and a scab on his chin. He was too young to understand he'd become the man of the house. The daughter, embarrassed by her mother's silence, tried to take control. She leaned forward to Ellen to whisper.
"You understand," she said. "A very big shock."
"Of course."
The daughter pushed a dish of greasy long-grained rice towards Ellen. It was laced with flakes of nut and plump, stock-rich raisins. Ellen added another spoonful to her plate. She broke off a piece of fresh ridged bread, warm and spongy, and wiped it round, pinching a piece of lamb and rice together with her forefingers. She leaned forward over the plastic cloth. It was spread out between them on the floor, dominating the room, covered with cheap glass dishes of home-cooked food, a litre bottle of Coca-Cola, and a smatter of shot glasses. She brought her hand to her mouth, pushed the food between her lips, even though she had no appetite. The lamb had been marinated in a pungent sauce, and she chewed slowly. She knew the rules. They must press food on her, even after she was sated, to show respect, and she, to show thanks, must eat it.
"He has a friend there."
The daughter's voice faltered as she corrected herself. She was fiddling with the fabric of her headscarf, playing it between her long fingers, shading her eyes.
"Had a friend."
Ellen looked up. The daughter was 19 or 20, a little younger than Jalil. Her nose was broad and prominent, as his had been. Sitting so close to her mother, she looked a younger, less broken version of her, with clear olive skin and expressive eyes ringed with kohl. She'd already lost her father. Now she'd also lost...